I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hello, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a sports ethos presentation. Glad to have you. Glad you're joining me. I've got your pitcher streams for today and tomorrow. As always, every day, it is a steady constant in your life. You got so much craziness happening. Your children, your job, school, fantasy baseball teams, you know, freaking plummeting. You're going with streams that just blow up in your freaking face. Thanks a lot, Chris Paddock. Anyways, I've got a quick apology out. And I'm going to begin with a quick little story. So a little bit of a background about me. I was on the debate team in 4 years in high school, 5 years in college doing policy debate primarily. And in that time, I did a lot of judging of high school speech and debate tournaments. And one particular speech sticks out at me. It was a speaker in an event called extemporaneous speaking. We called it extemp speaking. And in this speech, you get a topic. You got 30 minutes to write a 7-minute speech about it. Well, this poor high school kid got a topic about Hugo Chavez. If you don't know who Hugo Chavez is, this man is the president of, or the former president of Venezuela. And you can just tell by the name Hugo Chavez, he's not necessarily Asian. This high school speaker got up and had a talk about Hugo Chavez and then proceeded to speak 7 minutes about China. Yeah, China. He said he was the Chinese president. And I just sat in there as a judge, just cringing for 7 minutes of why. Why am I hearing about China when the topic is about Hugo Chavez? Well, y'all, something like that happened on the podcast yesterday, except instead of some poor high school kid, it was a 36-year-old podcaster by the name of Paul Williamson. And instead of Hugo Chavez, it was Cal Quantrill. I said Cal Quantrill was not pitching at Coors and therefore was okay. Well, I was, let's say, wrong. They're playing in Coors and you're fading Cal Quantrill. So, guys, it happens, I guess. For some reason, I handwrite my podcast, right? And for some reason, when I wrote that podcast, I wrote versus instead of at. And so in my mind, I just went on this tangent. I was like, oh, I wrote versus. That's not at. And so therefore, it's not at Coors. Ah, cool. Bet. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I just, you know what happens, y'all? I'm human. You don't listen to a robot and do this, right? You want me to set up some chat GPT and do an artificial intelligence podcast? I might do that one day, actually. That does sound kind of interesting. But no AI. AI going to take my job. They took my job. They took it there. If you're a South Park fan, you know what that is. If you don't, go watch South Park. It's worth it. But AI is going to take your jobs. They're going to take your job. You don't want AI. Anyways, you don't want AI doing the podcast. You want humans making human errors and then apologizing for those human errors on the next podcast. That's what I did, guys. I'm sorry. If you still want to follow me, do it at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. If you are following me there, I told you it on a tweet yesterday where I quote tweeted our meteorologist, Larry Venosi, who writes our weather updates. And I quote tweeted it, and I said, well, with these weather conditions, we might not want to stream Cal Quantrill or Mitchell Parker for that matter. Also, I talked about the winds in Chicago for Wrigley Field and Taylor McGill. It's a bit warm. The winds are going out. So Tyler McGill might not be as good of a stream today as I originally thought, guys. These are all things that you have to keep an eye on the day of. You might pick up someone to stream for the day, but that doesn't mean you have to start them. And at this point, if you picked them up, I think you might want to leave them on the bench in everyday change roto leagues. We'll get to that here in a second. But before I do all that, I have to get to our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino, get in on a game of blackjack or poker, unwind with over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. Alrighty, y'all. 65% and under, they will probably be talked about. If they're not talked about, they're heavily rostered. Are you not using them? Period. Alright. Let's get into the streams for today. This is a quick recap of today's streams. If you want more information, listen to yesterday's stream, and then I will get into the streams for tomorrow. Leading off the list for today is Kenta Maeda. I'm looking at this fastball whiffs. He's a head-to-head volume play. I am fading him, though, in everyday change roto leagues. But in deeper leagues, I'm using him in all formats. I did not talk about Drew Thorpe. He is a volume play with the matchup. Miles Michaelis is a solid 12-team play against the Giants in head-to-heads and roto leagues. McGill and Jamison Tyone pitch in Wrigley today. The wind's going out. It's a warm day. That makes it a tougher stream for both, especially Tyone. I think Tyone's a pretty hard fade. McGill is now more of a fade in everyday change leagues. But those head-to-heads, if you need volume, the strikeout upside is still there. Let's see here. Michael Wacha has been announced as the starter, and I think he's a head-to-head volume play only against the Rangers, who are struggling. We'll talk a little bit more about the Rangers. They're near the bottom or at the bottom of the league in WRC Plus over the last 30 days. So I think Michael Wacha could actually be a sneaky okay play. Brady Singer did well. The Rangers did well against the Royal bullpen. But the starters have done well. Anyways, Michael Wacha is I think is a head-to-head volume play. John Gray is the starter for the Rangers now instead of Max Scherzer. And John Gray is a shallow league stream. He's heavily rostered, so he probably isn't a stream at all. But I think he is slightly under 65%. And so I think, you know, if you're in a shallow league, you can look for him. Ben Lively is a head-to-head volume play, a very risky roto league play. I want to see what he does against a better offense. Already talked about Cal Quantrill and Mitchell Parker. They got a warm day, of course. You're probably going to fade them unless you're in a head-to-head volume situation.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP439267V1.
Okay. Let's get into tomorrow's streams and dig a little deeper. If you want more information on the names that I just gave you, listen to my podcast yesterday. All right, we're going to start off with tomorrow's streams and Aaron Civale against the Pirates. This is going to be where, if he doesn't do it against the Pirates, then what are we doing here? He hasn't done well in two of his last three outings. He's and he's already kind of a drop in 12-team leagues. He's only 34% owned, but I think he's even further of a drop. He can be further ignored if he can't get right against the Pirates. You know, Aaron Civale still maintains a 23.6% strikeout rate with a 6.6% walk rate. Look, the ERA is 4.06, the XFIB and Sierra 3.89 and 3.88. So there's, you know, some, it's a 4.48 FIP and a 5.42 ERA. So look, the FIP and the ERA estimators do kind of spell that there's been some unluckiness with Civale, and he has got a little bit of a high bat BIP of 3.24, but look, he is getting harder than last year by a good margin. The exit velocity against him gone from 89 to 90.4. Hard hit rate's gone from 36.4 to 41.7. He has a line drive rate of 30%, which is 6% higher than the league average. He also has a high fly ball rate at 30% as well. Things are not, look, he's a fly ball pitcher that gets hit hard. And the ground ball rate has gone down from 39.8% to 32.2%. At the end of the day, you got to look at the expected slugging has gone up to 419. The expected weighted on base average has gone up to 320. A lot of this has to do with the fact that the sinker is getting killed. The expected slugging on it, the expected woba on it, that is the main culprit here. The sinker's getting killed. The cutter's been getting killed as well. However, the last time out, the cutter did a lot better. He got 8 whiffs on it against Minnesota last time out. So that is a kind of a good sign. The curveball and the sweeper both have really good expected slugging, and the XWOBAs against them are pretty solid as well. So if we can find that cutter is going to start to come around like it did against Minnesota with those 8 whiffs, he did very well with it. And if the curveball and sweeper can continue to miss those bats and can continue to have those low expected sluggings, the low expected WOBAs against it, then I think we can start to see, and then combine that with the low ERA estimators, then, you know, we might be able to see something out of Civale, but I want to see those things happen first before I get to be more aggressive and suggesting him as a stream for tomorrow in head-to-heads. He is a really good volume play. He's a good dart throw because he's still got the good strikeout upside. However, he's just getting hit hard, and the risk will be there for his ERA whip. I'm fading him in those daily change roto leagues, but I think he can still be a solid head-to-head volume play, especially with the matchup against the Pirates. All right. In deep leaguers, you're still going to roll with him, I feel like, because the upside and the matchup are there. Okay, Braxton Garrett, 37% owned. He has the Mariners. The Mariners are a little better against lefties than they are against righties. They're 19th in the WRC Plus against lefties, but they're still second in strikeout rate, so they still do strike out a ton. There's another thing that's interesting to note about the Mariners against lefties. They're 11th in the league in isolated power, so they do generate a lot of pop against lefties. So there is a lot of risk with Braxton Garrett tomorrow. He's definitely a head-to-head volume play because I think he's going to get a lot of strikeouts, but I do think it could blow up in his face a little bit because the Mariners, like I said, do hit lefties a little harder. But look, he has the ERA of 5.35, the xFIP is 3.38, the Sierra is 3.31, the plain FIP is 3.79. So I think there's a room for positive regression here. He's allowed a very low line drive rate of 21.2% and a low fly ball rate of also 21.2%. Both are well below the league average. He's been a little bit unlucky with a very low long left on base rate of 59.5%. So I think that's going to positively regress as well. But there are a couple things I'm looking with Braxton Garrett here. Overall, he has a 10.4% swing and strike rate at a 29.1% CSW. The CSW is pretty solid, but the swing and strike rate is something I want to see come up. Last outing, he got that swing and strike rate at to 11.8% with a 34.4% CSW. Things are starting to slowly come around for Braxton Garrett. I want to see him do better, especially, man, he's starting to use a sinker a little less, and for good reason. It has a 62.2% hard hit rate against it right now. He used it 11.5% less than he did last time out. And the last time out, he used it less. And so maybe the sinker will stop being used because that really is the big time culprit in the hard hit rate is the sinker. That is a very high rate at 62.2%. The cutter, he throws it at least on average more. The cutter, he needs to start throwing a little bit more. I need to see it a little bit more. The hard hit rate on it is only 33.3% so far, and so I need to see him using the cutter more. The fastball and slider have been pretty good. Those two pitches have really come around. If he can get that cutter working as well and start relying less on that sinker, or maybe the sinker stop getting hit hard, that'd be nice too. But you know, those are the things I'm looking with Braxton Garrett. He's a head-to-head volume play tomorrow because he does have good strikeout upside against the Mariners that strike out a ton. However, I do think he's a bit risky for my taste in those head-to-head leagues because I want to see a little consistency. But man, you know, because the Mariners do have that 11th best isolated power ranking, you know, he does have a good line drive rate. He doesn't allow a lot of fly balls. So I think those are some things that are working in his favor. He has good extension. The ground ball rate is good at 51.7%. So there is an argument to be made that you can use Braxton Garrett tomorrow. I think it's a bit, there is risk, right? Like I said, with the Mariners overall, you know what? You make the call on your own if you want to use some of those everyday change, daily change roto leagues. I'm telling you the risk. Me personally, I probably wouldn't do it unless you think you can kind of go for a dart throw situation if your ERA and whip are really good and you're kind of lagging on strikeouts and you think you can take the hit. Then he becomes a little bit more valuable for those roto leagues. If you're in a deep league, I think you definitely use Braxton Garrett starting at 14-team leagues or deeper. I do think he's a good enough option there because the Mariners don't scare me all that much. So deep leaguers, I think that the upside is there for you to use them. But however, in those 12-team leagues where the bar is set a little higher, I'm a little more on the fence with Braxton Garrett for tomorrow. I'm probably fading him. This is kind of my knee-jerk thought here on Garrett, but I do think there's a good argument to be made that he can do well. So if you want to go for it, I'm not going to be mad at you. Okay, let's talk Jonathan Cannon. He has the Tigers, and I think he's a solid 12-team play all around tomorrow. He's done very well to begin his career. He's got a 20.9% strikeout rate with a 4.5 walk rate. You know, the walk rate isn't going to be that low forever, you know, but there are other things working for him that I like. He has a 3.34 ERA. The ERA estimators and FIP are all right along with it. They all support it. The FIP is 3.17. The Sierra and the xFIP are right around, let's see, the Sierra is 3.16. The ERA estimators do back up what he's done so far. He's got the Tigers, who are 6th in strikeout rate against righties. They're 24th in WRC plus against righties, so he has a good matchup. Overall, I like Cannon's arsenal. I mean, it's got his breaking pitches specifically, his sweeper and his changeup are pretty solid. They've got really good The break on these pitches are good. I can't talk. Sorry. The slider looks good. Has good form. The sweeper also has good form. I love what he brings to the table overall. But here's the thing with Cannon. This is what kind of gave me pause, and I wasn't in on him as earlier as a lot of other people were, because, man, he has the pitches, but, man, in the minors, his ERA, his xFIP, his FIP in the minors were all bad. It wasn't like he was tearing up minor league hitters. But, you know, the White Sox seems to have made the right call, though. He has performed admirably well so far, and I think he has done well enough to trust him against the Tigers tomorrow. However, do know, keep this in the back of your mind, if you're kind of risk-averse, you might want to avoid Cannon right now. I just don't see how he can sustain this success after the numbers being so poor in the minors. So for a stream tomorrow against the Tigers, I'm rolling with him. It just, I don't know if, because I've seen some people out there saying that he should be started against the vast majority of offenses. No. I don't think we're there at all with Cannon. I think we're at a point with Cannon now where he's good enough to start against like the lower third of the league in teams like the Tigers. I think he's earned our trust in these kinds of matchups, but I'm not at a point where Cannon's going to face someone like, oh, I don't know, the Dodgers or the Braves or the Padres or the Phillies, where I'm like, yeah, still use them. No, we're not there yet with Cannon. Maybe if he keeps this up and then he continues to earn our trust a little bit more and more, yes. But for right now, no. I don't know why I'm hearing that from some people. I just want to caution people against that kind of aggressive outlook with Cannon. But for tomorrow, you're safe to use him. All right, Reese Olson. He's the counterpart. He's got the White Sox. I could probably just stop talking. Reese Olson, White Sox, do it. But I guess I'll give you a little bit more than that. You know, he's 1-8, but that's more of a product of him pitching for the White Sox. That's more of the product of him pitching for the Tigers. The 3.39 ERA, it has a FIP of 3.04, so you got a lower FIP than the ERA. That's generally a good sign. The 3.63 xFIP, the 3.81 Sierra, those are more long-term outlook numbers for Olson. So, you know, expect the ERA to come up at some point a little bit, but that's just kind of long-term outlook there. He has a very low fly ball rate of 17.8%, and that's very nice. You love to see that number, especially when it's paired with a ground ball rate of 51.8%. When you have expected sluggings of 366, an expected wOBA of 299, expected wOBA on contact of 344, the league average there in the 360s. So I really do like Reese Olson against the White Sox a lot tomorrow. I think he's a fantastic stream. He's got a 21.2% strikeout rate, a 7.1% walk rate, a 13% swinging strike rate, a 29.4 CSW. Last time out against Atlanta, against the Braves, he went 6 innings with 8 strikeouts, 0 earned runs. He got 16 whiffs. 11 of those whiffs were on his changeup and slider combination. So things are looking great for Olson going in to a beautiful matchup against the White Sox. You're doing it. All right, y'all. Alec Marsh is next. He is a head-to-head volume play only against the Rangers or a deep league, roto league option. But even then, I'm a little wary on it. Look, the Rangers are last in the league in WRC Plus so far in the last 30 days. Last in the league in WRC Plus over the last 30 days. As a team, they are slashing a very paltry 218, 286, and 333. These aren't very good numbers from an otherwise very talented Ranger offense. So overall, this is still a risky play. Alec Marsh does get hit hard. He does have a very high expected slugging against him. He does have a very high expected weighted on base average and expected weighted on base average on contact. These are all not very good numbers. However, what makes him a good volume play say is that he has decent strikeout upside with a 22.5% strikeout rate, a 7.7 walk rate, the 11.8 swinging strike rate, that's decent CSW as well. So there is some strikeout upside with Alec Barsh. He's facing an offense that is struggling. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, the Rangers did tear up the Royal bullpen, but Brady Singer did well. So I do think that Alec Marsh is a head-to-head volume play. I think there's a chance that he gets you some solid, some strikeouts and an outside chance at a win. So if you're needing volume and you don't care about your ratios, then you can go with Marsh tomorrow. Let's talk Jake Irvin. And I think he is another one of these 12-team volume plays because he's playing in Coors. We're getting to the warmer months of the year, and Coors becomes less and less of an attractive option for streaming pitchers. And in fact, I think pitching in Coors might mean that there are some decent pitchers that might be faded in general if they go to Coors. I'm talking some of the, maybe your number two starter might be a fade in Coors at some point. Just keep an eye on the weather when it comes to Coors. Jake Irvin, though, I think has a good outlook for the rest of the season. He has a 3.24 ERA with a 3.69 xFIP, a 3.88 Sierra. The plain FIP is 3.47. Those are all solid numbers that make me think that Jake Irvin is going to be a solid pitcher for the rest of the year. He has a low walk rate of 5.5%. The strikeout rate is kind of meh at 20.5% with a 10.8% swing and strike rate, a decent 28% CSW.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before his last very poor outing against the Arizona Diamondbacks last time out, he had five straight fantastic starts. And another thing that makes me call him a 12-team fade generally, except for head-to-head volume situations, is that he is a curveball pitcher pitching in Coors. That's just not a very pretty sentence. Curveball pitcher pitching in Coors. Now, he does have a positive run value on pitches outside of his curveball. So I guess there is an outside chance that he can use other pitches in his arsenal in order to get a result. But I'm not banking too hard on it just because, you take away a pitcher's best pitch and ask him to do it with other pitches, which, like I said, there's been some success on the other pitches with the positive run values against them. However, I think it's too risky in my everyday roto leagues. I'm fading him to deeper leagues and then head-to-head volume plays. You can go for it. Okay, Tobias Myers is next. And he is an all-around fade unless you really, really need some volume, because he has a tough matchup. Over the last 30 days, the Padres are second in the league in WRC+. Scratch that. Sorry. Over the last 30 days, they're sixth in the league in WRC+. Overall, they're second in the league in WRC+ against right-handed pitching. And Tobias Myers is on a solid run. He has solid numbers, but a solid pitcher does not make for a good stream against an elite offense. And the Padres right now are an elite offense. Myers has a 3.26 ERA. The XFIP and Sierra are both way up higher at 4.12. He has a decent strikeout rate of 22.3% with an 8.5% walk rate. You know, the swinging strike rate and the CSW aren't really there either. His last three starts have been very good, with six innings, zero earned runs, six strikeouts last time out, six innings, zero earned, eight innings, zero earned the last two outings before that. So if you want to kind of ride the hot streak and see if he can keep it up against the Padres in head-to-head situation where you need some volume and you don't care about your ratios, go for it, because he does have good extension. However, he does have a high hard hit rate. He does have an exit velocity against him of 89.7, which isn't all that great. He does have poor expected slugging and a poor expected WOBA against him. So I do think that he is a fade because he gets hit pretty hard against a Padre lineup that is on fire right now. Sixth in the league in WRC Plus overall over the last 30 days. Second overall in the whole season against righties. I'm fading Myers. Luis Severino is next. And he is 21st in the league in WRC Plus. Well, not he isn't, but the he's facing the Cubs, who are 21st in the league in WRC+. He has a high ground ball rate, which is very good for Wrigley at 50.6%. So I think overall, Luis Severino can be a solid play tomorrow in all formats. With the low ground ball rate, a ERA at 3.52, the XFIP Sierra aren't all that great, with a regular FIB also at 4.18. The XFIP and Sierra 4.33, 4.54 aren't all that great. But when you got a pitcher like Luis Severino against a Cubs offense who is kind of uninspiring, he has a high ground ball rate, so the wind becomes less of a factor because he's able to induce a lot of ground balls. He does allow weak contact. He has a low expected slugging against him. He has a low XWOBA against him. The XWOBA on contact is also pretty good. So I do think that you got a pitcher who's allowing weak contact, who is a ground ball pitcher overall against an uninspiring offense like the Cubs. That makes me not worry too much about the win factor of Wrigley because he is a ground ball pitcher. So I'm rolling with Severino tomorrow pretty solidly against the Cubs. You're just going to do it, y'all. I do like it. So you don't have to worry about the win because he's a ground ball pitcher. All right. That'll do it for me, y'all. Again, I'm sorry about acting like a high school speaker yesterday in a very sloppy mistake, saying that Cal Quantrill was pitching away from Coors. That was just a sloppy mistake, y'all. I'm sorry. That shit happens. It won't happen again. I promise. Don't run away. Stay. Keep listening. Share the podcast. Rate the podcast. Subscribe the podcast. You want to go berate me on Twitter for my mistake? Do it. @PaulW_34. @PaulW_34. Let's do this. This will be fun. Come up with your best burn. Say, Paul, you're a dumbass for saying that about Kyle Quantrill. Go on Twitter and berate me. The best burn will get a like and retweet. That's the best I got for you. I don't really have any other kind of cool promo. But you know what? Just burn me. Freaking roast me on Twitter. @PaulW_34. Let me have it. God, I can't believe I did that. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Y'all have a great day.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.